MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The 89th Annual Lee County Fair wrapped up with a performance by three-time Grammy and 38-time Academy of Country Music Award winner Miranda Lambert. But some say the big action was in the morning on Saturday at the Junior Livestock Sale. The 2024 sale saw a total of $1,000,001 the day of the sale on 124 animals, but went on to set an all-time record with add-on donations. Saturday's sale came in at $1,008,750 on 133 animals, and fair officials are hopeful add-ons will once again put the sale in record-breaking territory. But it wasn't just Lee County folks paying attention to the sale totals. Eddy County and Lee County have had a friendly rivalry for many years as to which county supports their youth more through the two largest junior livestock sales in the state. This year, Eddy County Livestock Sale reported sales of $970,500 at the sale, but had add-ons of $208,740 for a total of $1,179,240. So in order for Lee County to grab the bragging rights this year, they'll need more than $171,000 in add-ons, which can be given anytime at the fair office or call 575-396-8686 for more information. And rural New Mexico counties have scored a significant victory in their fight against a massive federal land corridor proposal, winning unanimous support from the National Association of Counties to oppose the National Interest Electric Transmission Corridor. The corridor's plans call for 10 federally designated routes, each 5 to 15 miles wide, to move electricity across the country. One of them, the Southwest Grid Connector, would cut through 8 New Mexico counties, 4 Colorado counties, and part of the Oklahoma Panhandle, impacting more than 1.84 million acres in eastern New Mexico alone. Local leaders have raised alarms about the scale of land loss, potential harm to agriculture, and the erosion of local authority. New Mexico counties presented their resolution at the National Association of Counties Legislative Conference in March, and at the Philadelphia meeting in July, the resolution passed without opposition. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.